Yes, thank you so much. This is great. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my journey over the past 666 days with Overeaters Anonymous. I'm a compulsive overeater and I came into the Zoom rooms, these Zoom rooms, a 10 a.m. meeting for me. On the 5th of April 2020, which was 3 weeks into our lockdown here in Ireland. And I can remember the moment I was coming down the stairs in the house where I was living, and I just knew I was in big trouble. I knew Tesco supermarket up the road was my kind of only outlet, and that the chocolate and the biscuits were going to It was just going to get really serious. And I came down the steps, went on the computer and Googled Overeaters Anonymous, not knowing that I was going to find this whole magnificent, big global community that has been a part of my life for the past 666 days. And I did try out OA offline in 2014, but I couldn't commit. I guess I just didn't like going into the rooms in the community centres and passing around the shabby old big book, and I just couldn't get into it. So I'm not sure whether it's timing or delivery, but true. But being able to open my computer and jump into a meeting and even go to a meeting on my phone, I just love the delivery system of the program. And I'm going to be a compulsive overeater for the rest of my life. So hopefully I will be in these rooms for the rest of my life. And you know, when I was kind of reflecting back that when I was 17, that's when I started to turn to food to ease my pain and bury my feelings. And through therapy during my life, I've been able to dig up feelings and know myself better. But I guess all the therapy in the world never really addressed this specific issue, and because this cog in the wheel never got the healing or recovery, I just found that I was always falling flat on my face. And through being in the program now, I'm definitely seeing things kind of come together in a way that they never really came together before. And I came into the rooms and I just kind of was so happy to be out of the cold and with the community, especially that we weren't out and about meeting people anymore. And I always loved hearing everyone's different accents. I must say probably one of my all time favorites is that Southern American drawl. I just love all the accents. And I've heard fellows share, you know, they came in, they got a sponsor, they started working the steps. I think it probably took me the guts of maybe 6 months to really engage with that process. And I really had to do a lot of listening and a lot of sharing to understand how the program works. And today, whatever it is, 18 months in, I can apply the tools of recovery and work the steps of recovery in a much more kind of succinct and efficient way. And that's obviously a real benefit to my recovery and my sanity and staying on the beam. And yeah, I've gone through the steps now with my sponsor, who I met in this meeting. She shared here a number of months ago, and I reached out to her and I talked to her every day. And that is a real gift for me. And definitely since I came into that sponsoring relationship, my recovery has gone to a new level, and my relationship with food has gotten easier because there was a real need for connection with another human being and the consistency of talking every day. But I guess when I came in, I don't think I thought I was going to get abstinent. I don't think I thought that much was going to really change or happen. But I was just grateful to be with everyone, and that was nearly enough in itself. So for me today, what really kind of keeps me motivated is that I find it so easy to come to program. I enjoy the process. And I guess I have a passion for being spiritually fit. And in reading step six, I just read it there again. I need to read them again and again, because about, you know, only a tiny bit of information penetrates my head each time. But a sentence that stood out to me, which is the ultimate refinement of character. And, you know, we've come in here because we're struggling with the food, and that's a very painful place to be. And, you know, we gain weight, which, you know, that's not nice at all. But beyond that, I think this program is incredibly dynamic and wanting to awaken us to our full potential. And that to me is, that's just really, really sexy. So I think this is a super sexy, dynamic program to be in. And I'm very happy to be part of this process for my recovery. And this time last year, we were in lockdown here. We'd gone back into it on New Year's Eve, and it was just dragging out. And this time last year, I was in the food, but I was also in the meetings. And I would very much encourage, if you're in the food, just keep coming back, keep listening. That's what I've heard here. And it really is true. It's not for me. It didn't happen overnight. And I brought my despair in here, and I shared all my despair. And I ate before meetings, after meetings, during meetings. But this is the place to be if you're a compulsive overeater. I don't want to go off and try and do this on my own. I'm not really one for doing things on my own anyway, because it's too hard. But one of the things I start to shift in my psyche around this time last year is that I just started to be much kinder to myself, because being cruel to my, if I'm going to pick up, I'm going to be really kind to myself, and I'm going to enjoy what I put in my mouth. I'm not going to berate myself or be cruel, because that's just the disease on overdrive. And even, you know, I remember one day walking back from the shop on a cold January with my stash, going back into my little bedroom, sitting on the floor, having the feast, but just being like, oh, I love you so much, be kind to yourself, be kind. And for me, that takes the power out of the disease, and definitely helped me on my journey. So I'm just having a look here at what I've written. So at the moment, I do a step 10 daily review. I have it on my desktop. So when we come to the end of the day, when I come to an end of the meeting, I can go through my step 10 daily review. And I've been going to the two-way prayer meeting in the morning on and off over the past probably 2 weeks, because I have this character defect of waking up at 4 a.m. in the morning and worrying. And I just wanted to really focus in on that character defect and work on it with the steps and with the program and with the higher power of my understanding, which can shift and change over time. And I guess in regards to the higher power piece, I know that many people can can struggle with that. And again, I guess I came into the program, I didn't overthink it. I just tried out different things and felt my way into it. And even today, you know, someday it's God, but today for me, higher power is creation and just being part of the whole universe. And sometimes I kind of see myself as just a little blade of grass in God's kingdom. And that somehow helps to make me feel more peaceful and serene. So we have all these tools that help us to work the program. And I guess for me, coming to meetings and having outreach through WhatsApp, which is free. Oh my God, isn't that wonderful? And we can call people from all different parts of the world. And I was struggling with food thoughts on Saturday evening. I'd had a beautiful meal at my mum's house. I'd had an abstinent meal, and then I'm on my way home and I'm going, oh, you know, what about the brown bread and the marmalade in the kitchen when I get home? You know, it's only a little bit. It's not a big problem. And because I listen to all of you every single day, I'm going, oh, look at that. That's the disease talking. So I jumped into a meeting on my phone on the train. And, you know, I have my mask on and I'm there looking probably pretty scary. And then I got home and I jumped into another meeting and then I jumped into another meeting. And just through listening and sharing in a burning desire, that then the compulsion passed. So, you know, if you're struggling with food, get into the meetings. And I said to myself, you know, I'm going to go to a meeting, but I'm not promising that I'm not going to pick up. I might pick up after the meeting. And it's progress, not perfection. So that really helped take the pressure off me in that, you know, oh, I can't pick up. That's the worst thing in the world. But after three meetings, the compulsion had passed and it was 11 p.m. here and I rang a fellow in Australia. So we're so well equipped with this program to recover. And I'm definitely feeling more recovered. If I'm honest, I would expect that I will relapse in the future. I just think if relapse is going back into the food, it may well happen. But I'm not afraid of that. I'm not sitting here going, oh, I'm so worried I'm going to relapse, because I have this program and I've too much evidence from my own experience to know that if I'm in the food and I get into the meetings and I share on that and how painful it is and how awful it is, I literally get lifted up out of the despair and brought back into the sunlight of the spirit, which is definitely where I like to spend my time. So what I might say is, I know so many of us who are here in this meeting this morning, we're here every day. But if you're in the food today or you're new to OA and you're struggling, I'm on day 666 and that's no time at all. It's absolutely no time. You'd be amazed before you're halfway there. And just keep coming back and listening and taking your time and being kind to yourself in this journey. And yeah, as I said, the commitment to be spiritually fit and that ultimate refinement of character and to know God's will for my life and tune into that. It's a huge gift in my day. It's a huge gift to go into my day with recovery and to show up in the moment for myself and others with this program at my back. I feel sometimes like a Marvel hero with my shield going out into life. And I'm not afraid of the food. Food is problematic for me. I'm going to be a compulsive overeater for the rest of my life. But as I said, I hope I'm going to be in Overeaters Anonymous for the rest of my life. And I'm just coming up on 15 minutes now. So I think I've kind of shared everything there that I wanted to kind of touch off. And I hope it's been helpful. And yeah, love the program. Love being here. And good to see everyone. And thanks for giving me the opportunity to share this morning.